taken the scroll, the four living creatures and the 24 elders fell down before the Lamb, each holding harps and golden bowls full of incense, which are the prayers of the saints. And they sang a new song, saying, "Worthy are you to take the scroll, to open its seals, for you were slain. And by your blood you have ransomed, you have purchased people for God from every tribe, language, and people and nation. And you have made them kings and priests to our God, and they shall reign on the earth." Then I looked and heard around the throne and the living creatures and the elders the voice of many angels numbering 10,000 times 10,000, saying with a loud voice, "Worthy is the Lamb who was slain to receive power and wealth and wisdom and might and honor and glory and blessing." And I heard every creature in heaven and on earth and under the earth and in the sea and all that is in them saying, "To him who sits on the throne and to the Lamb be blessing and honor and glory and might forever and ever." And the four living creatures said, "Amen." And the elders fell down and they worshiped him. This is a holy moment, Lord. We just sense the weight of your presence. We acknowledge the presence of Jesus. We acknowledge your glory, Jesus. You who possess the Spirit without measure. You who are crowned with many crowns. You who are coming again, and the nations will repent before you. They will say, "Forgive us," and they will cling to you as their life and light. Jesus, we say, you are the light of the world. We say, you are the Lamb slain before the foundations of the earth. We say you are him who is coming to rule the nations. We thank you that the kingdom of this world will become the kingdom of our Lord and of his Christ, and he shall reign forever and ever. We give thanks to you, Lord God Almighty, who is and who was and is to come. For you are about to take your great power and you're about to reign. Though the nations rage, you will come and reward your servants. You will come and reward your prophets. You will come and reward your saints, those who fear you, both small and great. And you will destroy the destroyers of the earth. Lord, we ask for the fear of the Lord. That the fear of the Lord would fill our hearts. That the fear of the Lord would surround us. That we would make decisions based on these truths that we're praying and praising and reading right now. Lord, let us be those who fear your name now. Let us be those who walk in the light of the revelation of the worthy Lamb of God who will reign on the earth. Jesus, we thank you that you've called us to reign with you. We thank you. It says, "To the one who overcomes, he will sit on my throne with me. He will be given authority over the nations. Lord, we thank you that you've called us to reign with you. We thank you that you don't do this alone. We are your bride. We are your chosen. We are your called in the earth. We are your set apart ones. God, we ask you for a spirit of revelation to rest upon the church of Colorado, upon the church of this region. And they would step into their calling to rule and reign with Jesus. We ask that they would put down sin, that they would put down drunkenness, that they would put down anything that is hindering a red hot flame of love in their heart. They would put down distractions. They would have the light of the Holy Spirit illuminating the worth of Jesus in their hearts, and they would begin to behold and become. Lord, we ask you for a greater anointing upon your church of Colorado to behold Jesus and to become like him, to reflect his glory as a mirror reflects light, that they would reflect the glory of God in their generation. God, we ask you for an anointing for Christians to stop playing church and they would be the church in Jesus' name. God, we ask you for an anointing of John the Baptist, the burning and shining lamp in his generation. God, we ask you to make us burning and shining lamps in our generation. God, we ask you that you would anoint us with the spirit and the power of Elijah, even before you return, that you would anoint a forerunner church with the spirit and power of Elijah, that they would cause the people of God to turn back to God, that God would be the fascination, that Jesus would be the delight, that Jesus would be the treasure in the field, that Jesus would be the pearl of great price, that Jesus would be the worthy lamb lifted high. Yes. Holy Spirit, put Jesus back in first place in the church. Yes. Holy Spirit, would you make Jesus the main thing once again? Holy Spirit, would you let him be the preeminent one? Would you restore the fear of Jesus in the earth? Hallowed be your name. Sanctify your name. Hallowed be your name. Sanctify your name. That in all things you would be preeminent. That in all things you would have the first place. You are the firstborn of creation. This is your rightful due. Holy Spirit, come. We just stand in the gap right now. We weep between the porch and the altar. Yeah. We say, spare your people, O God. Spare your people, O God. Why should the nations say, where is their God? Why should the nations look at the church and say, where's that God of power? Where's the God of love? Lord, we say, spare your people, O God. Lord, we ask that you would grant to your church the message of repentance once again. That they would say, turn from your sins, and there would be an anointing on that phrase, turn from your brokenness, turn from your bondage, turn from your sin to the living God. Yes. When one turns to the Lord, that's when there is freedom. Lord, we ask you that you would raise up your church to be that burning and shining lamp like John the Baptist was in his generation. and he would cause the fathers to turn toward the children. Lord, let your church cause the fathers to turn toward the children and cause the children to turn toward the fathers. Lord, anoint your church with the spirit and power of Elijah. So we ask you for a turning in your church, and we ask you also for a turning outside of the church. Lord, we ask you for the disobedient to turn to the wisdom of the just, to turn to the wisdom of the righteous. God, we are asking for a people in the earth that are prepared and ready for your second coming. Lord, we ask you for your bride to make herself ready. We ask for your bride to put on the fine linen, to put on the wedding garments, to put on the good works given to them by the Holy Spirit. Holy Spirit, we ask you for a release of the good works right now. We ask you for a release of the good works right now. Lord, where we are passive and apathetic in our spirit, we just repent of that right now. We say, make us red hot. Make us red hot. Let us return to our first love. All those messages given to the seven churches, God, let our works be complete before you. That we wouldn't have a name that we're alive, but we're dead on the inside. Oh, Lord, make us alive. Make us alive. Make us alive. Make us alive. Lord, where people are caught in your church with a spirit of immorality, Lord, we ask you for freedom right now. We ask you for freedom in your church from sexual immorality right now, God. Right now. Right now. That spirit of immorality that is growing, Lord, we ask you to purify your church. We ask you to make her white. We ask you to purify your church. We ask you to make her white. Let her wash her robes in the blood of the Lamb. Let her wash her robes in the blood of the Lamb. Let her wash her robes in the blood of the Lamb. Or that spirit of sexual immorality has just fallen on your church like a wet blanket, just quenching the fire of the Holy Spirit. Oh God, we ask you for a spirit of repentance in Jesus' name. And the fire of your Holy Spirit to burn, to burn, to burn, to burn bright. God, we just prophesy bright and shining, burning lamps. Bright, shining, burning lamps in their generation. Bright, shining, burning lamps in their generation. God, sweep into the Baptist church, sweep into the Methodist church, sweep into the Protestant church, God, sweep into the Presbyterian church, sweep, Lord. We ask you for the suddenlies of God, just to, like a violent wind blowing again. We ask you to fill your church with wind and fire, wind and fire, wind and fire, in the name of Jesus, in the name of Jesus, in the name of Jesus. Lastly, God, I ask you that we would be those who know their God, and we would be those who stand firm and take action. Lord, raise up a people who know you. We know that there are those warnings in Scripture for a reason. There are virgins that are foolish and they don't know you. There are those who say, Lord, didn't we prophesy? And he said, I never had intimacy. I never knew you. Lord, I just ask that you would pull people into intimacy with Jesus. We don't judge. We don't know. You know, God. But we ask you to deliver your bride. And that you would pull them into an intimate yada knowing of their God, that they would know their God, and they would stand firm, and you would lead them in great exploits. God, we ask you for the John 14 greater works than these that we are called to. Lord, would you just inject your church with faith for the greater works than these? We just speak over the body of Christ in our region. We speak over Denver. Greater works than these you will do, because I go to the Father and I pour out my Spirit. Greater works than these you will do. In Jesus' name.
Spirit, thank you for your sweet presence tonight. We normally kind of game plan 20, maybe 30 minutes of worship, and then we move into prayer, or someone shares something, and we move from there. But tonight we just hit a vein, and we stayed in this place of praising God. Sometimes we sing about who he is, and it teaches us, but there are specific songs and specific types of worship that are just to give him glory. It's not to teach us, or it's not for our edification or encouragement. It's just to give him praise. And we tapped into some of that, and as it went past our normal time, the thought that I had was there is not enough worship that we could give him. That there's not an amount that we could worship him and give him adoration and praise and exalt him. There's not a limit of it that we could do. There's not so much time that we could spend that somewhere up in heaven an angel would be like, all right, guys, that's a little too much. You know, there would not be an amount of praise that we could give God that the Holy Spirit would be like, well, he's not that good, or he's not that great. There is no limit to his goodness and his glory. And the incredible angels who are around his throne, who have been shouting holy, holy, holy for eons and multitudes of centuries, they're never bored, and they never think, I wonder what the rest of heaven is like. Like, I wonder if there's a cooler spot. And so I was just encouraged in my heart of like, this is the best thing I could do. That this isn't going too long, even though it might be longer than normal. This isn't too much. This isn't like when someone builds up something a lot and they're like, this is the best burger ever, and you eat it and you're like, it's okay. Like, there isn't this attitude of like, God is so great, and the fact of the matter is like, oh, it's okay. That does not exist. We cannot give him too much praise. We cannot give him too much worship. And so, Father, we exalt you tonight. We love you. We adore you. We magnify you. We are astounded at your works. We are amazed at your might. We are blown away at your wisdom and your discernment. Lord, we are overwhelmed by your holiness. Lord, we are undone by how you cannot be compared to anything else. Lord, you are greater than what we can think or imagine or comprehend. Lord, you are better than anything. You are perfect, and there is no way you could be improved. You are the best, and there is nothing better. You are the most powerful, and there is nothing more powerful. You measured the waters in the palm of your hand, and the span of your hand can measure the universe. You've told the shore where it can stop, and you've given the oceans their boundaries. There is nothing better than exalting you. There is nothing better that we could do with our time than being in your presence. And so, Father, I pray that by the power of your Holy Spirit, you would continue to upgrade our maturity, upgrade our understanding of how great you are. Lord, where we have reduced you to what we can understand or comprehend, Father, we repent. We ask that you would give us a spirit of enlightenment. a spirit of an awakening in our spirits to recognize how incredible you are. Oh, Holy Spirit, you are the good teacher. Teach us more about how wonderful God is. Teach us more about how worthy Jesus is. Teach us more about the vastness of his greatness. Teach us more about the incredibleness of his intellect. Teach us more about how he has true wisdom. Teach us more about how his plans and his purposes are without fault. That his goodness knows no end, that his faithful love never runs out, that his mercies are new every morning. Wow. Holy Spirit, reorient us. Where we thought you were okay, help us to understand how great you are. Where we thought you were pretty good, Lord, help us to see just how incredible you are. Help us to become overwhelmed by how marvelous you are. Holy Spirit, we pray that you'd break out with groans and utterances where our words fall short of praising you, where the English language doesn't do you justice. I pray that you'd replace it with groans and utterances, that the Holy Spirit would bubble up inside of us this affection for God, this awe and wonder and incredible thankfulness that the Creator of the universe is here with us tonight. The one who holds every atom together, who by the power of his word and the word of his power sustains everything. He puts breath in our lungs. Oh, he is the great, and he is greatly to be praised. And so, Lord, we just reaffirm that you are great and you are greatly to be praised. You are great and you are greatly to be praised. There is no limit to the praise that you deserve. There is no upward threshold of how much worship you deserve. Yeah. And so, Father, help us to be people who pray ceaselessly and worship without stopping. That we would live a lifestyle of worship, not just a genre of music, not just a portion of our service, but our lives would be worship to you, that we would glorify your name, that we would make you first and highest and greatest in our life with our words and our actions and our thoughts, our meditations, with everything that we are, that we would glorify the Lord in Jesus' name.
Something Marcus said about greater works. We will see greater works. We will do greater works. And I heard greater works, greater faith, greater risks, greater fruit. And we'll see that progression. We see the works without faith are dead. They go hand in hand. That greater faith inspires us to take greater risks. When we step out and we take those greater risks, we see greater fruit. In his name, for his glory alone. And it's like I only see part of the picture. Somebody else has it in the room. Somebody else has the scripture that just popped to mind, perhaps that even just is like a light bulb, but greater risks.
So we kneel humbly in awe before you, Father, the Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, the Messiah, the perfect Father of every father and every child in heaven and on earth. And we pray that he would unveil within us the unlimited riches of his glory and favor until supernatural strength floods our innermost being. with your divine might and explosive power. God, these good works that you are prompting us and stirring us to do, God, I ask for this glory and favor and supernatural strength and innermost being, your divine might and explosive power, God, that your bride would rise up, bride. We agree in Jesus' name, bride, rise up. And we are she. God, each person, God, what are you stirring in our hearts, God? Help us to obey you. Help us to hear you. Help us to know you. Help us to go into the very holy of holies and to do the things that you are calling us to do, those good works prepared before the foundation of the universe, God, that nothing would be left undone and all would be not only for your glory, but we would do your dreams. We wouldn't be doing our dreams. We'd be doing your dreams. By constantly using our faith, the life of Christ will be released deep within inside of us. And the resting place of your love, God, will become the very source and root of our lives, God. Your love is our root system. Your love is the soil and the nourishment that we need, God. It's by love, God. We just thank you for your love, God, for your mighty, beautiful, holy, unfathomable love, God. Just pray that even tonight, God, that we would just soak like sponges in your unfailing, unfathomable, eternal, hopeful love, God. That your love would so soak within every cell of our being, God, that we would be whole, God, for your glory. We would be strengthened, God, to do what you call us to do. And then we would be empowered to discover what every Holy One experiences, the great magnitude of the astonishing love of Christ in all its dimensions. How deeply intimate and far-reaching is your love, O wonderful Master Redeemer, O precious Lord and Savior, O our eternal Bridegroom. Mm. How entering and inclusive it is, this endless love beyond measurement that transcends our understanding. This extravagant love pours into us until we are filled to overflowing with the fullness of God. God, we cry out to you that we would overflow with this unfailing, beautiful, eternal love, God. God, we see the world is getting darker and darker and more desperate and more desperate. And Papa, we just cry out, God, for the children, God, that are being targeted and abused and mutilated. God, we cry out to you for these children that are being lied to and deceived and hijacked. God, we cry out to you for their callings, their destiny, their purpose, that it would not be thwarted. God, we ask that you would help us to rise up as the mothers and fathers, sisters and brothers, uncles and aunts, and that we would rise up as the family of God. And we would say, no, you cannot touch the children. The children of God, the children of God, the children of the church and the children of the world, God, we mark them for salvation. We mark them for their destiny, that their destinies would be fulfilled. We say no to the enemy by the authority of the power of the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. And we do not doubt, God, your mighty power to work in us and to accomplish all this. It is your mighty power, God. We can do nothing without you. You will achieve infinitely more than our greatest request. Our most unbelievable dreams, our wildest imaginations of what we could possibly do with the living God. You will outdo them all. For your miraculous power constantly energizes us. We cannot do it on our own strength, but God, we thank you that you will energize us. You will give us divine strategies. You will give us wisdom. You will give us everything that we need. The provision is in you, God. We cover this land that we sit upon, that we stand upon at this very moment, God. Just cover all this land to the north and the south and the east and the west with the blood of Jesus. This land is yours for your glory. No man will say what is done with it. You, God, have determined what will be done with this land. And we agree and say, so be it. So be it. So now we offer up to you, God, all the glorious praise that rises from every church and from this church and from the Big C Church, God, in every generation through the Lord Jesus Christ and all that will yet be manifest through time and eternity. Amen, amen, amen. So be it, God. Have your way. Have your way, God. Have your way. Have your way. In Jesus' name.
Presence tonight, God. God, we thank you that we are called, equipped, and qualified. We are all qualified by the blood of Jesus Christ. We are qualified as sons and daughters to fulfill your will in our lives. You have called us. You who have called us is faithful. You are faithful, the faithful God. God, we put our ear to your heart tonight, and we say, speak to each of us, God. We're hungry, God. We're thirsty. We want to hear your voice, God, your tender voice, your still small voice, God. We thank you, Father. We thank you, Lord, that we are qualified because of the blood to do whatever you give us to do, God. We thank you. We believe. We are believers, not doubters. We believe you at your word. We thank you, God. We thank you for faith to believe, oh God, for those greater works, those greater things done in your name for your glory, Father. Now is the time. Now is the time. It is a set time, and it is now. We thank you, Father, for calling us, God. What is man that you are mindful of us, God, but you have called us. We lay every crown at your feet, God. Every crown at your feet. We bow down and we lay our crowns at the feet of Jesus. We humble ourselves, God, before your mighty hand. We humble ourselves before your throne tonight, and we cry, holy, 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 holy God, holy God. We thank you for the cleansing of the land. The rain brought the cleansing. You showed me the rain brought the cleansing for the land, God. The cleansing for Colorado. We thank you that Colorado was cleansed, God. We thank you for the rains that brought the cleansing, Father. We thank you, Lord. We thank you for a fresh beginning, a new start, God. We pray that people would fall upon the rock. Come to Jesus. Come to Jesus so the rock won't fall upon you. We thank you. We cry out for mercy, 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 mercy. It's a time of mercy. Mercy. Mercy is the currency. Mercy is the currency right now. It's all mercy. It's all mercy, God. Have mercy. Have mercy, God. Glorify your name. Glorify your name in Colorado and in the earth and in Israel and nations, God. Glorify your name. Every eye will see you. Every tongue will confess you. Every eye will behold you in your beauty, in your glory. Every eye will see you. We see you tonight and we pour out devotion at your feet. We pour it out. We pour it out. We pour it out. That's why we're made to pour it out. Pour it out at your feet. We keep pouring it out. Crying worthy. Crying holy. Crying worthy, Jesus. There's none like you. There's none like you. Show off and show up, oh God. Show off and show up, oh God. Oh God, have your way, have your way, have your way, have your way. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Lord, that you're coming to the deep and the dark places. You love the dark places, God. You love the drug houses, God. You love those in the drug houses, God. Yeah, you love them, God. God, have mercy, God. Show up, God, and speak to them, God. God,
we are no better. We just heard your voice, God. We just heard you, and we said yes, God. Have mercy on them tonight, God. Have mercy. Pour yourself out. Make yourself known, Jesus. Right in the drug houses, God. In the deep, dark places and those things, oh God, that are just, they're so vile, God. You didn't come for the righteous. You came for the vilest of sinners. God, the vilest of sinners. God, pour it out. Pour out your spirit, God. Reveal yourself, oh God. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Father. Call upon the name of the Lord. We cry out for souls tonight. God, do it. Do it. Souls for your kingdom. Souls for your kingdom. Let your heart be God. Souls for your kingdom, God. Hoshaka. They all need you, God. Thank you, Father. Thank you. We're no better, God. We're no better. We just said yes. And Father, we cry out that they would say yes. We cry out that they would say yes tonight, tonight, tonight. May tonight be the day of their salvation. Tonight, right now, as your spirit bids them, as your spirit goes to them and bids them to come and dine, to come and dine and taste and see, and taste and see that you are good, and come to the table and become a son and become a daughter. Receive a ring and a robe, a ring and a robe. Whosoever will may come. Whosoever will may come. So come, so come, so come and taste and see that the Lord is good. His Lord is good, and his mercy endures forever. Wash them, Lord, wash them, Lord. Clean them up and set them free. We thank you, Lord, we thank you, Lord. Glorify your name, Yeshua, the Messiah, Jesus. The blood brings victory. The blood never fails. The blood is victorious. From the youngest to the oldest, from the youngest to the oldest, God. Oh, my God, even the elderly people, God, who have shackles and chains, oh, God, visit them, from the infants, oh, God, to the one on his deathbed, the one on her deathbed, God, visit them and draw them and draw them and draw them, oh, God, by your love, by your truth, those that can't even speak, they're on hospice, they're going to die tonight, God. They're going to die and go somewhere tonight, God. Draw them to you. To you. We cry out for their souls, oh God, that they would say yes. When they can't even talk, their soul would just hear you. And their soul would say yes, even though their mouth can't speak, God. My God, my God, my God, have your way.
I just want to pray from 2 Corinthians chapter 3, starting in verse 16. It says, but whenever a person turns to the Lord, the veil is taken away, the veil being the veil that covered Moses' face at the receiving of the old covenant. They had to cover his face because the glory was so bright they couldn't see. But when a person turns to the Lord, the veil is taken away. Now the Lord is the Spirit, and where the Spirit of the Lord is, there is liberty. But we all with unveiled faces, praise God, beholding as in a mirror the glory of the Lord, we are being transformed into the same image from glory to glory, just as from the Lord the Spirit. So we thank you, God, that the veil is removed in Christ. That the same glory that came down on the mountain to Moses is living in our spirits. So Holy Spirit, we recognize you in this place. We recognize you inside of us. And we ask once again that the glory of God would be unveiled in this church. That the glory of God would be unveiled in the youth group. That the glory of God will be unveiled in the young adults, God. help us to recognize. Would you open our eyes to the Spirit? Would you close our physical eyes? I no longer want to see with my physical eyes. I only want to see with spiritual eyes. So open our spiritual eyes and let us see the glory. Unveil the glory again. We die to the works of self-righteousness. We cannot finish the work on the cross. You said it is finished. There's nothing left for us to do other than to submit our will to yours. So we submit our will to yours. We come under. We go lower. Would you unveil the glory of the Spirit within us so that we can accomplish all that you have set out for us to do? The work is finished, so would you unveil the glory? Help us to recognize the glory. It is time for the church to walk in glory. Yeah. I'm so tired of walking in mediocrity. I want to walk in glory. Yeah. So Jesus, by the power of the Holy Spirit, now the Lord is the Spirit. You had to go so that you could send the Helper. You said it was better for you to leave so that you could send a greater glory. So we recognize the greater glory. Holy Spirit, would you make yourself known in the Rock Church? Holy Spirit, would you make yourself known in Castle Rock, Colorado? Would you start with us? Once again, God, would you unveil the glory? We repent for where we have put it under a basket. We repent for where we have covered it with a wet blanket and said, no, it's too much. We can't have that here. We repent. I repent. So would you come in your mercy? Would you come in your loving kindness? And would you unveil the glory? In Jesus' name.
Yes, Lord. Yeah, I was just getting that same sense. God, we just pray for just a spirit just of confidence to just be released over your church, Lord. Amen. That they would, I was just reading Colossians 2, God, and I'm just going to pray out of that. Just Lord, we just thank you, God, for just awakening your bride to who she really is, to who you paid for. We just thank you for awakening your bride, God, to the fullness of who she is, Lord, for just that revelation of righteousness that you've purchased, that heart of flesh that you put inside of them, the heart of flesh you put inside of the bride in Colorado, God. We just thank you, Lord, that it's in there. And we just thank you, Lord, for just a revelation of the new nature, that the old is gone, that the new has come. We just thank you, God. Just pray from Colossians 2. So then, just as you receive Christ Jesus as Lord, continue to live your lives in him, rooted and built up in him, strengthened in the faith as you were taught, and overflowing with thankfulness. Oh, we thank you, Lord, for, and then skipping down, for in Christ all the fullness of deity lives in bodily form, and in Christ you have been brought to fullness. He is the head over every power and authority. In him you also were circumcised with a circumcision not performed by human hands. Your whole self, ruled by the flesh, was put off when you were circumcised in Christ, having been buried with him in baptism, which you were also raised with him through your faith in the working of God who raised him from the dead. So Holy Spirit, we just partner with the resurrection power tonight. We just say, unleash that in your church, God. It's in there. Unleash it, Lord. Just release that revelation, God, that as the veil is torn, as they behold you, God, that they become like you, Lord. Just that revelation of righteousness to be poured out on the church in Colorado, that you would awaken the giant. Lord, that you would awaken the giant. Happy holiness, God. Happy consecration, Lord, that you would awaken them to the glory that you're pouring out through them. Christ in them, the hope of glory, that you would awaken it, God. That you would awaken the giant across Colorado, God. Awake, we just call you. Wake up. Wake up in Jesus' name. Wake up in Jesus' name. We just call you into the fullness. Call you into that fullness that Jesus paid for and that he placed inside of you. We just call it forth. And we just thank you, God, for just awakening the church. And that as the church steps into the glory, Lord, that you're just bringing your bride to that place that you desire for her to be, Lord. You're just showing her who she really is, Lord. So we just thank you.
Praise you, Lord. Praise you, God. In Jesus' name.
Brother, earlier you were talking about risk, and you said someone probably has a picture or a scripture in the room. And the Lord stirred my heart, but I wanted to get confirmation. And once our sister started singing spontaneously in the spirit, I knew I was supposed to share real quick a scripture. About 15 years ago, I was seeing the numbers 333 all the time, all day long for like months. And then spontaneously, the Lord prompted me to open the Bible. And it went right to Psalm 33:3, which says, sing a new song to the Lord. Play skillfully on the stringed instruments. And if you know the Psalms, David often, many times, says, sing a new song, new song. So coming back to risk, there's risk in that. But what's so cool about it, Hebrews 11:6 says, it's impossible to please God without faith. So it takes faith to step out and do even what our sister did. Because you could hit a wrong note, you could say a wrong word, embarrass yourself. But God loves it. It's one of his favorites. We still need songs because it brings harmony. Written, established songs. But once the harmony is there, he loves it when we step out. And that's why I love this church so much, because of the excellence and the skill of all of you. So, thank you. Yeah, Lord, I just ask for your spirit to pour out and bring faith into hearts. Lord, to those who don't even sing or think they're good at it, Lord, that when that opportunity comes on that Sunday, when they say, sing out your song to the Lord, that they just do it, Lord, no matter how it sounds, no matter who hears it, that faith comes forth, Lord, because I know from experience, that's when your presence comes. That's when I feel you strongest, especially singing in tongues. But Lord, just that act of faith that pleases, that you love, because we step out and you step in. You lift us up, and you join us in that place of risk. So thank you, Lord, for bringing that word to our brother and that song to our sister, Lord, and we ask for more of this in this house.
We'll have one more prayer, and then we'll close it out. Here you go, man. Thank you, Jesus. As I was driving in today, I just got a picture of the body of Christ, the many churches, denominations, creeds, these different flavors that proclaim Jesus as King. Disjointed, out of place, searching, desperate. And it just spurred me to pray. To pray for the outpouring of adoption. The body needs to understand our place is not a place of strife. It's not a place of earning. It's a place that we didn't buy, we couldn't purchase. It's a place in his heart that we, when we said yes to Jesus, received. We received the adoption as sons. If we do anything outside of that place, it is work. Father, let the spirit of adoption rest on your church. Come awake. Let the spirit of adoption, let our hearts resound. Every mouth that confesses Jesus is Lord, let their hearts burn with the reality of our seated place with Jesus, our adoption as sons and daughters, so that we do not have to strive anymore, that every work that we do is out of oneness with Christ. Every healing is done out of oneness with Christ. Every word that is spoken is done out of oneness with Christ. So I speak to the Church of Colorado, to our body. Come awake. Come alive. Come alive. I prophesy healing to the body of Christ, healing to the brokenness, healing to the hurting in Jesus' name. Those who are lost, even those who have called on the name of Jesus, need the spirit of adoption. So Holy Spirit, hover. Hover, create the new thing in the body of Christ here in Colorado. Come and let every word that is spoken come alive in the word of God. In the mouth of your people, let the words of life come forth, because we are one with you, Jesus. I just thank you, Father, for how you wove this evening together. Thank you, Jesus, for just your love for us, how you speak. So, Father, in the name of Jesus, let every heart burn. Every heart burn with adoption. Let us search it out. Let us come to an understanding. Let us pursue you fervently to understand our position. Come, Holy Spirit, let our hearts burn with a passion for you and your word and your way on the earth, in Jesus' name.